Commercial Contracting Week kicks off with Beth Plouffe. Beth, you haven't been here in like 100 years.
It's been a while sitting in this room. It looks a little familiar, but...
I think we painted it about seven times since the last time you were here.
Probably.
You were here a few years ago.
A little while ago, yeah.
So you've got a new company. Tell us about it.
I do. I have a new company, At Home Mortgage. You know, my entire career in mortgages, I've always followed other people's rules, right? Like, I've never really had the ability to help people who I believe deserve mortgages or really deserve to buy a house. So it was time. It was time to stop following other rules and see if I can't make some of my own rules or follow some of the rules that I really want to follow in helping people become homeowners, right?
So how did you get into the... The biz.
The mortgage biz?
Yeah.
I started out lending. I was...
You weren't growing up as a kid saying, man, I want to...
I was, Greg. I want to finance houses.
Come on.
No, I wasn't.
You were 10
no.
and said, I want to do mortgages.
No, I actually was a teacher. I started out as a teacher, and then... That was quite a while ago when the things weren't great from that aspect, and I got laid off and went back to my roots in banking and started in the banking world and just went up from there and started in lending and then went up to mortgages and realized that kind of front.
What pushes you, Beth? And 'cause you say you're at home.
Right. Well, it pushes me. I think that we all, as Americans, starting out, always have a dream of home ownership. I know that sounds cliche and corny, right? But we do. I know I did as a kid, like, I want my house to look like this when I grow up, and I want this.
That's the dream.
It's cliche, and it is corny, but it's the dream. So I think helping people realize that dream every day is what drives me, and if I can find a way to help them, you know, it's a grueling process. We get through the process, and then sitting at the closing table with my borrowers who are so excited to get home and move and paint and put stuff in the cupboards and decide what goes in what cupboard, I mean, that's exciting. So that's what drives me.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What about this market? You have a lot of experience in this market.
So you know, I'm talking a lot about first-time home buyers, obviously, and my people who are super excited to get a house. This market's tough for them,
yeah.
Right? Because we don't have enough houses, and some of the first-time home buyers tend to have some loan types that maybe aren't the most desirable for sellers. Because of myths, but aren't the most desirable. So when they get into this market and they have to get into a highest and best, or the seller has 20 offers to take, sometimes my first-time home buyers aren't the ones who are at the top of that pile. And it's tough. It's tough because, again, those are the people I like helping so much that it makes it tough for them to see them put an offer in and not get it accepted and put an offer in and not get it accepted.
Yeah, the housing stock is, would you say, limited?
So I would absolutely say it's limited. I would have to, you know, I'd have to defer to the realtor community a little bit on that one to know exactly what our inventory looks like. But just from the backside of where I'm sitting, I have tons of pre-approved buyers.
Yeah.
And they're just pre-approved, working all day, every day to try to find a house.
Yeah, you're right in the middle, so you should see probably both ends, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rates are still low, so,
yeah.
You know, that's keeping everyone able to buy the house, but the prices are getting higher and higher and higher, so those low rates aren't gonna continue to offset the cost of the house or the prices of houses that are going up.
And, there's a lot of bidding going on, isn't there, on some of these houses?
You know, I have a lot of teammates, I would call them, that are realtors. And yes, to hear them, you know, they'll list a house and to hear how many offers they're getting. You know, all the memes that you see and all the jokes that you see on TikTok and Facebook are serious, right? These offers are coming in so fast that that's what they're doing. Not even that. I don't think that our my buyers can even sometimes get in to see a house before it's sold. You know, they'll get on the list to see the house and it's gone.
What, Beth, what do you do to, I guess, other types?
I got there. Now I got to give you my sales.
I mean, it sounds to me like you might be able to do some stuff out of the box to help somebody.
I think it's definitely a little more out of the box. It's funny. I feel like I got to pump my sales pitch on for you a little bit here.
Well, go ahead.
I know, right?
You got all day?
I know, right? I got to go do mortgages, darn it. No, I think that yes, we can do a little out of the box stuff. I think we're willing, because we're an independent mortgage broker, I have different lenders who take different types of loans. So that means that just because you don't fit into box A as a borrower, doesn't mean I can't flip to this lender right, and fit you in box B. So yes, there are a lot more opportunities for different lenders who have an appetite for different types of risk. So, and not only that, I think, other than just outside of the box, I think what also differentiates is, you know, there's a lot of paperwork throughout this process, and it can get a little frustrating.
No.
It can get a little frustrating throughout the process. So I think the one thing that we try at home to do the best that we can is not make that consistent, okay, I need this piece of paper, Greg, a week later. Well, now I need this piece of paper, and now I need this piece of paper, to work as hard as we can to make that so seamless that it doesn't feel like every week it's something new that we need.
Let's take a break. We'll come back with more. Beth Plouf, At Home Mortgage. Now, she claims you can stay at home and do a mortgage. We'll find out about that coming up. Back on 970 and 101.5 FM. Beth Plouf from At Home Mortgage. And I, knowing your commercial, you say people can stay at home and get it done. Can they really do that?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. I mean, come on. We just worked from home for, what, 8 months? All of us, the whole country, realized that we don't need to see people every day to keep functioning. So
yeah, kind of, yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, there's so much technology, right? You can sit at home, push, you know, apply for a mortgage online on your phone, and then take a picture of your documents and text it to us, right? Like, there are so many avenues. I can't tell you how many times that I don't actually see my borrower until closing.
Really?
From beginning to end. Yeah.
Okay.
That's not to say that not everyone likes that, right? We still have an office. So we still have the ability to meet one-on-one. But should you choose to not meet one-on-one, those options are there, too.
Okay, what should the buyers be doing, Beth?
Call me.
To get started.
Call me. Just call me. No. I think that the if we want to focus on first-time home buyers and talk about the things that they need to be doing, there are just a few things to keep in mind. Is that we are going to ask for income documentation. So just know that there are going to be some documents, tax returns, W-2s. A lot of times people don't have those unless they're getting them online, which is where we screenshot what you get on your phone and text it to Beth, you know. But if you don't get them online, those can be a little tricky to find. So income documentation. Know that we're going to ask you for bank statements, and part of the key, or a big key to purchasing a home, is a down payment. So we're going to look at your bank statements. So the key is to have those funds in the bank that you want to use for your down payment, because that's a really tough one for us. A lot of times there's mattress money, or, you know, the money you store in your fridge. It's got to be in your bank account. So if you're thinking of buying a house, it's best to get that money into your account. The other thing you can probably do now, Credit Karma is a great service that's out there. I don't want to tout Credit Karma too much, because they have their own way of coming up with a credit score. that doesn't necessarily match what we see. But Credit Karma is excellent for seeing what is appearing on your credit. So what is out there? Is there anything that needs a little cleaning up that you think before you come see me? So I would say that those are the three biggest things to keep in mind as you start to think about applying for a mortgage.
What about getting pre-approved? That's almost a must now, isn't it? Or
I would say, absolutely. I would say that, especially in this market, first of all, you want to know how much you can afford, right? You don't want to be shopping for a steak on a hamburger budget. Nobody likes that, right? Because once you see that big house, you're never going to like the houses, you know, depending on your budget. So getting pre-approved is important to know what you can look for. It's important to know what you're comfortable with from a payment standpoint, and when there's 20 other offers, no one's going to take your offer if you're not pre-approved.
Yeah.
Right, so definitely key.
Are you seeing places that have, I don't know, double-digit offers?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
And from what I'm hearing from, you know, all the people in my industry or my teammates that I'm working with on a daily basis, you know, people are
10 years ago you couldn't give a house away.
I know, right? And now it's
they're lining up.
They're lining up, and the offers are so far over the asking price, right? Like, it's not just I want to offer you asking price, it's how high above asking price can I go? You know, which is driving up the houses next week, the cost of houses next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where do you see the mortgage industry going?
That's a tough one, Greg.
I know.
That one makes me get out my crystal ball, right? Where do I see I think you mean just from...
Is there room for everybody?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I think that there are... right now, most of the mortgages are being purchased by the government, and I think that the government is trying really hard to push back so that we can get some private capital back into the market, too. So as we see private capital coming back into the market, it's going to give us more money to lend. Yeah.
So housing industry here, what do you think?
That's tough. Greg, these are hard questions.
No.
I guess, as I mentioned, right? So each of these offers that we're seeing come into these houses are...
Let me rephrase
that. Okay.
Somebody looking for a house, how are they going to... Is it just simply going to be money that's going to get it, or...
I think at this particular time, I think that the type of mortgage and how well qualified you are and the amount of reserves, you know, we talked about the mattress money and all that money that you have in the bank. At this point, that's where we're at, right? It is the money that's going to help you to get that house or your ability. You know, I want to correct myself just a little bit, Greg, because these are, I guess I'm speaking of the hot houses, right? The houses that are on the market, and it's the desirable house that everybody wants. Maybe a key for first-time home buyers is to also maybe not have the money, but also look at the houses that maybe have been on the market a little bit longer that aren't those three bedrooms, two baths, ranch on an acre and a half in the suburbs, right? Like, maybe it's time to start looking at some of the other houses that have potential as well that aren't those hot ticket items that are still available.
More of those?
Yeah.
Around?
Yes. Yeah. You know what? How about this? I would defer to my realtor partners to help with that question. Are there more of those around? Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have some on here in about an hour.
There you go.
So we'll ask them. So
yeah.
Where is your office anyway?
We have two locations, actually. We have one downtown on Michigan Ave, right next to, it's two doors down from the Chase in the east block, almost to the end. And then we also have an office that sits inside the ERA office on West Ave next to Dunkin' Donuts.
So people can come and see you.
People can come and see us anytime. They can call us anytime. They can email us anytime. They can text us anytime.
How quick are, or not quick, are mortgages being completed?
Oh, I think that it depends on the type of mortgage, right? So I think that in this competitive market, right? So we're all, everything's about this competitive market and helping, doing everything I can to help my borrower get the house. I think that the faster we can close a loan, or the faster we can, the realtors can negotiate for that house to close, the better we're, you know, the better off our borrowers are being. So depends on the mortgage type, but I think that we're closing typically 2 weeks to a month, depending on the loan type. So a lot of that depends on how, Greg, you asked me what a borrower can do to get prepared.
Yeah.
I think that all of the prep work that we talked about plays right into how fast that mortgage is going to close, right? So,
do you watch real estate TV shows?
No.
You
mean like on HGTV and stuff?
You don't?
No, those aren't real.
Aren't they?
I don't feel like they are,
you don't,
man.
What?
Like,
I Million Dollar Listing is not real?
Oh, well, maybe that one. I guess I think more. Okay.
That can't be real.
I've never seen it, Greg. I've never seen Million Dollar Listing.
Oh, man.
I'm just thinking of the home improvement ones, right?
Yeah.
Where people go in and they buy a house and then they magically have all this money to fix it.
Yeah, that we know that's a fraud.
Those are the ones, though. I watch them for my own personal entertainment.
You got to watch Million Dollar
Listing. I'm going to watch it. Is that New York City? Is that the one in New York City?
They got one in New York and one in L.A. The New York one is probably better.
I'd like to do a mortgage on there, right?
Oh,
a million-dollar mortgage?
You would. You would. Hey, thanks for coming out today.
Thanks, Greg.
So
thanks
if you want to call Beth and get a mortgage...
Mm-hmm.
What's the Beth hotline here?
Beth hotline is 517-990-6880.